5 years ago, hops were in high demand in Michigan, and more farmers started experimenting with that crop. But as beer tastes change and breweries adapt, many northern Michigan hops farmers haven't been able to keep up. This year, as more than a dozen hops fields in the region sit idle, their owners have either to wait for the prices to rise or close the farm for good. Interlochen Public Radio's Taylor Wisner has this story.
The sun is shining bright on this late July day at a hop field in Omena. The plants stretch 20 feet tall. At the top of the lines, they are just about done growing. Ben Horney, a farmer, reflects on the view.
It's nice to see any hop field looking good, and this one is spectacular this year.
It's a bittersweet moment, because today, Horney is selling his equipment to another farmer, the final step in closing his own hop farm.
Work-wise, it was probably the only true passion I've ever had, like professionally, but there's other stuff to do.
He had big dreams for the machine. He bought the large harvester from France, planning to do the stripping for all the hop farms on Old Mission. But after only a few years, all five of the hop farms there closed, and he was left with an expensive machine and no plants to run through it. He blames upheaval in the industry and the challenges of selling.
You can only take so many years of like going from processor to processor and trying to find someone who can do it efficiently, and so many years of losing your butt.
Right now, the craft beer market is up 4 to 5%, but it's much lower than just a few years ago when it was growing 18-20%. The farmer buying the equipment, Brian Tennis, owns a 30-acre hop farm and is a broker. His operation is doing well, so he's now focused on efficiency.
A few thousand pounds and a day, and that's taking our time, but we can definitely run two crews and double that.
For a northern Michigan hop farm, Tennis's success is an exception. It's helped that he's a broker and able to sell his varieties as well as international hops to over 2,000 clients. But Tennis says he's made mistakes too, and understands how others could get into trouble.
Farmers unfortunately picked the wrong varieties and it went out of favor, or there was just so much supply in the marketplace that it wasn't profitable to grow. So you'll see a lot of idle farms around here that were growing Cascade or Nugget or Brewer's Gold that just, there's still a market for it, but the market value is so low it doesn't make sense to keep planting it and training it.
Tennis grows 15 different varieties now to avoid that, which smaller farms can't do. Michigan State University's extension educator Rob Sarine says a few years back, brewers expected growth in the craft beer market that didn't happen. So they bought less and transitioned to proprietary hops that don't grow in Michigan. He says in order for the state's hops industry to stay alive, growers have to become expert salespeople.
The marketing and sales component and really differentiating the hops that they have here, to show brewers that they are different and something unique is going to be key.
For the farmers who called it quits, most aren't sure what they'll do next. Some have gone back to jobs they had retired from or changed to growing another crop. I pose the question to Horney.
Do you think you'll ever get back into growing hops, or are you done?
No, I lost too much money.
He doesn't want to say how much, but it's a $30,000 loss with this piece of equipment alone. For Stateside, I'm Taylor Wisner.